case is case number 20507. This is an application of Samson Resources Company for an order extending the field boundaries, amending the field rules for the West Ambrose and Ambrose Bakken Pool to establish 6 overlapping 4160-acre spacing units. Divide County, all interested parties, please come forward.
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, appearing in this matter on behalf of Samson Resources Company. Madam Examiner, there have been some requests to withdraw some lands. They're kind of lengthy descriptions. I don't think it's necessary for me to repeat those. I think the commission should have record of which ones we want to withdraw.
Yeah, that's fine.
Lawrence, did you note those on the exhibits, or are those the ones that are crossed out?
There's one additional one that would be crossed out, and perhaps I should repeat that one. That would be the first spacing unit, which would be section 25, 36 of 164, 100, and sections 1 and 12 of 163, 100, and sections 30 and 31 of 164, 99, and section 6 and 7 of 163, 99. Those would also be withdrawn. One spacing unit.
And we were in receipt of a request from Crescent Point to continue the case, which we denied. Does that take care of their issues by dismissing those?
Yes, by the description I just read takes care of their concern. Okay,
thank you.
And we have 3 witnesses, Madam Examiner. Adam Presnell will be offering some land testimony. Troy Johnson will be offering some geologic testimony. And Ben Jackson will be offering some engineering testimony.
All right, and all the witnesses are with us today, so I'll have you all raise your right hand. Promise to tell the truth in this case? Thank you.
Adam, would you state your full name for the record, please, and spell your last name?
Adam Presnell, P-R-E-S-S-N-A-L-L.
And Adam, by whom are you?
Adam, can you turn on your mic?
Can you spell that again?
Should he spell it again?
Why don't you do it?
Sure. P-R-E-S-S-N-A-L-L.
And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Samson Resources Company as a district landman.
And in that capacity, have you testified before the commission previously?
Yes, sir, I have.
Had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes, sir.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Adam, let's skip the cover page and the second cover page, the table of contents, and go right to page 4, which is Exhibit 1. Can you tell me what Exhibit 1 is?
Sure. Exhibit 1 outlines 7 areas that we're going to be discussing in this hearing, the 7 units. We have removed... since this was prepared, area number 1 and area number 4. And throughout the hearing, we'll refer to these areas 2 through 7.
Okay, let's go on to the next exhibit, Exhibit 2.
Exhibit 2 is the first exhibit was for area 1, which we have withdrawn, so we will skip that one.
Okay. Exhibit 2A?
Exhibit 2A is a simple ownership breakdown of Area 2, showing Samson Resources with the majority ownership in the first, I'll call it the first column for those sections of Area 2, and all other interested parties in their working interest.
Okay. And then Exhibit 2B?
Exhibit 2B is the same. SRC is Samson Resources Company. Shows Samson Resources with majority ownership and in Area 3.
Well, you say Samson Resources has a majority ownership. They have the largest single interest. Is that correct?
That's correct, okay. Yes.
And because Samson doesn't have the majority interest, is it fair to say that you'll work with other owners to determine who the operator should be?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go on to Exhibit 2C.
Exhibit 2C is Area 4, which has also been withdrawn.
Okay, and 2D?
2D is Area 5, showing Samson's interest, which is close to 50%, and then other various working interest owners for that Area 5.
And once again, because you don't have the majority interest, you'll work with other owners to determine who should be the operator.
Yes, sir.
Okay, 2E?
2E is same thing, showing Samson with majority interest here. for Area 6 in that unit.
And 2F?
2F shows Sampson again with a majority interest in Area 7.
Okay, I don't have any other questions for the land witness.
Any staff questions?
Adam, can you tell us who your abbreviations are for BH?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That is Bach and Hunter, and WH is Williston Hunter. Let me go back to that page. I apologize. CPE is Crescent Point Energy, and SM is SM Energy. Okay,
I think that's Thank you.
Next witness.
Troy, would you state your full name for the record, please? Spell your last name.
Troy Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
And by whom are you employed? In what capacity?
Sampson Resources. I'm a geology team leader for the Williston Basin.
And have you testified before the commission previously?
Yes.
Had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Troy, let's go to Exhibit 3 in the packet. Tell us what that is.
Exhibit 3 is showing the top of the middle Bakken structure. The yellow shaded areas are the sections we're talking about today. This just shows the structure in this area. At least the top of the middle Bakken is fairly straightforward. There's not much to it. Regional dip in this area is from north to south, which is from the top of the map to the bottom of the map. But it's generally less than 1 degree, so it's very subtle, and there's structurally there's not much going on here.
Okay, and Exhibit 4.
Exhibit 4 is this cross-section map. Again, the yellow showing the same sections that the previous exhibit showed. And on here, I'm just showing where the cross-sections A to A prime are and cross-sections B to B prime, which are on the next two exhibits.
Okay, let's go to Exhibit 4A.
Exhibit 4A shows cross-section A to A prime, which is a west-to-east cross-section. And on there, I have shaded upper Bakken shale, the middle Bakken, lower Bakken shale, and the Three Forks. This shows it's pretty consistent throughout the area. The geology does not change much east to west, and then you'll see on the next one from north to south does not change much either.
Okay, let's go to 4B.
Exhibit 4B is that cross-section going from north to south, B to B prime. Again, showing the upper Bakken shale, middle Bakken, lower Bakken shale, and the Three Forks. Again, this one shows the consistency of the formations through this particular area.
And is the middle Bakken the target zone for your section line wells?
Yeah, we target middle Bakken and Three Forks.
Okay. And so the currently drilled, completed, and producing wells, they're both middle Bakken and Three Forks. And then so, and just to repeat, the section line wells would be similar.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. No further questions of this witness.
Any staff questions?
Lawrence, are you referring to section line wells in the plural?
I don't understand your question.
Well, you talked about, I thought I heard you say, discuss section line wells, and the advertisement is for one horizontal well.
It would be, I think Ben's going to get into that during his engineering presentation, but the plan would be for the one similar to the way we've spaced the 2560s, a well to the north and a well to the south along the section line.
Okay, thank
That's
you.
Correct.
I guess just to confirm, at this point, you haven't identified whether a section line well will be a middle Bakken well or a Three Forks well. It will depend on the offset drill.
And I think the next witness is going to get into that.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Next witness.
Ben, would you state your full name for the record, please?
Ben Jackson.
And spell your last name.
Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
And by whom are you employed? In what capacity?
Sampson Resources. I am reservoir engineer for the Bakken team.
And in that capacity, you've testified before the commission previously?
I have not.
Okay. I'd like you to briefly highlight for us your educational background and work experience.
Okay. I'm a degree petroleum engineer from the University of Oklahoma. I've worked 4 years in industry, five different basins, East Texas Basin, Permian, Anadarko Basin, Washakie Basin, and Southwest Wyoming, as well as the Williston Basin.
And how long have you been with Sampson working the Williston Basin?
I've worked the Williston Basin with Sampson Resources for 4 months now.
And in preparation for today's hearing, have you made a thorough study and review of all the relevant engineering matters concerning this request?
I have.
And have you prepared or had prepared under your control and supervision some exhibits you intend to sponsor?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Ben, let's go to the next exhibit in the packet, Exhibit 5. I'll have you identify that exhibit and briefly discuss what's contained upon it. And keeping in mind some of the questions that were asked, perhaps mm-hmm. you can spend some time discussing that in your discussion of this exhibit.
Exhibit 5 is will be pulled.
Okay. Exhibit 6?
We can move to 5A.
Excuse me, 5A?
Yes. So you're looking at a locator map here, just outlining the 4160-acre proposal here. The solid lines are currently drilled wells where the dashed or perforated lines are future wells. What we're proposing here, this shaded blue outline, is basically where the lease line wells will be placed, multiple wells. In this particular example, on the Exhibit 5A, we're actually requesting for 6 wells to be drilled along the lease line, basically to eliminate redundancies in facilities. I guess I don't have any further description of what we're.
Would you point out for us where the 6 wells would be? It's a little hard to.
So inside of the blue shaded box, you have a very thin red line, one going. You can see labeled as North Well and one going to the south labeled as South Well. Of course, they would be drilled from a pad, and what we're proposing in this particular exhibit is that they would, 6 wells would be drilled from one pad, one going north along the lease line, one going south along the lease line.
Okay.
The 4 remaining wells would be offset of those okay. proposed wells.
Let's go to Exhibit 5B.
So this is the same layout that you saw in the previous exhibit. Basically, the existing wells are the lines that are solid. The proposed wells are the dashed lines. And then inside of the shaded box, you see the thin red line, one proposed and labeled as north and one proposed and labeled as south. These would be the suction line wells for this particular spacing unit.
Okay, and Exhibit 5C?
5C should be removed.
Okay, 5D?
5D is the same basic concept we've already discussed. The shaded blue area would be where we're proposing these lease line wells. And the 300-foot buffer, let me explain that. The 300-foot buffer on each side of the section line is basically just to allow us the flexibility of well placement whenever we plan and begin drilling the well.
Okay, and then 5E.
5E is the same designation as previously discussed.
And then 5F.
And 5F is a 2560. This is somewhat different from the other previous proposals, just in size, but again, the same designation as the previous examples, with the blue shaded area being the lease line wells. This would be one lease line well drilled between these two existing spacing units.
Okay, and then let's continue with 6A.
6A is a typical well bore. There is one typo I'd like to point out here. Drilling plan and well design, that should be 500 acre lateral and not 500 foot lateral. I mean, 800, excuse me. That should be 800 acre lateral and not 800 feet. This is a typical well plan. We typically drill surface to 1,250 feet, set surface casing, then drill intermediate down to around 8,000, between 8,000 and 8,250. Kickoff point is typically about 7,100 feet. Measured depth for the 800-acre lateral is typically about 15,000 feet. Total measured depth. Typical stimulation is sliding sleeve, ball and sleeve job, typically 25 stages. This has been our typical completion in the past, but not necessarily indicative of what we plan in the future. The next exhibit lines out the typical well plan for a 1,280-acre lateral, and that would be a 10,000-foot lateral. Again, intermediate and service casing is typical. The only difference between this and, of course, the 800-acre lateral would be the total measured depth, which is typically about 19,000 feet for these wells. Stimulation is, again, typically sliding sleeve, ball and sleeve job, 1.5 pounds of sand, standard completion.
Okay, Exhibit 7.
Exhibit 7 is the reservoir properties and economics on an individual well basis. As Troy outlined earlier, this silty dolomite for the volumetrics typically have a gross interval of 100 feet, porosity 6%, water saturation typically 35%. Formation volume factor is 1.5, we see consistently throughout the Ambrose field. Typical pressures, initial bottom hole pressures, or initial reservoir pressure will be about 4,200 pounds. And based off a 12% recovery, we're typically recovering around 400,000 barrels per well. And from the economic standpoint, assuming a $9,000 per month operating cost and typical $90 barrel oil, we typically make a 3.8 return on investment on an undiscounted basis.
And then, in your opinion, will the requested relief prevent waste, protect railroad rights, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes.
Madam Examiner, that's all the questions I have. We'd offer the exhibits, and I think you might have, do you have some additional documents at the end? Mm-hmm. I think that's a copying problem, and I don't believe that should be included. Maybe just tear it off and destroy it. Yep. My copy people got, somebody's probably missing something.
All right, the exhibits will be received. Are there any staff questions?
Ben, can you tell us why, you have spaced such large units? Instead of the 4,000 plus units, you could have just had 2560s and drilled one to the north and then done the same with the one to the south. Why are you combining them into one and drilling two from the same area?
I believe that probably Adam could explain this better, but from as the question is directed, I believe this is the most equitable treatment for all working interest owners and mineral owners, to have them spaced to include all of the mineral and working interest owners proportionately.
We also get to remove the internal offsets and capture those reserves, similar to how we set up the 2560s. The well plan is, it follows our well plans across the Ambrose field. So we are actually able to capture those reserves that if we had to recognize the internal offsets, we'd have to be 200 feet from the north line and 200 feet from the south. By spacing those in the larger units in north and south, we are able to capture those reserves.
Okay. So as a landman, have you calculated how many more reserves you're going to get?
I think the engineer has calculated. I think we switched.
I lost the intent of the question. So with the 500-foot setback, we will by the volumetric calculation we just walked through, we'll typically lose about...
You said 500-foot setback, but we're talking about a 200-foot setback, right?
200.
Yes. In the 200. 790,000 barrels stranded.
790,000 barrels stranded.
Yes, recoverable barrels.
That would be stranded by how many wells?
It would be stranded if we weren't able to develop the leased line wells.
Totally
I'm talking about in this buffer zone, this blue shaded buffer zone.
Just on the 41.
On the 4160 would be
just on the 4160.
790,000 barrels.
So how much of a smaller footprint would you have by being able to drill in this manner versus single wells?
Typically 10 acre pads, so 10 acres per pad.
The production, let's say one of the wells was drilled in the Middle Bakken and then the other one in the Three Forks. Do you have similar production in the two zones?
Could you define similar?
I want you to do that.
if you are referring to similar decline parameters.
Well, I'm talking basically estimated ultimate recovery.
Yes.
Okay.
They are similar.
And being that you brought it up, what is the difference? Is it IP or what is it?
Typically, we have not seen any difference between the Three Forks and Middle Bakken wells, whether it's IP or any other decline parameters.
When you drill these wells, will they be back-to-back?
Yes.
Okay, and will it be in a batch form, or you're going to drill one, complete it, and go to the other?
It'll be batch.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Well, the other thing I was going to ask is, it appears some of the wells aren't connected to a gas line. Can you give us an update on what's going on with these additional wells?
So we have 12 wells currently connected. We have 5 additional wells that we are, the well connects are currently under construction. We should have these wells online within the next 2 weeks. There were some issues, facility issues on the One Oak side with some compressor stations that are currently down. But we do plan, as we connect all these wells, we do plan on focusing on the wells that we're currently drilling to have them connected as soon as possible so we can capture the gas from the initial flowback.
Thank you.
In each of these examples, in each of these spacing units that you've depicted, it's your intent to drill 2 individual wells, one going north along part of the section line, one going south along the other part, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I believe it does look like it is an add error in that case. The application for one well per spacing unit, and this would be 2 wells per spacing unit.
What we'll do is we'll get an application in immediately, and hopefully we can get it on a supplemental docket, and then we can incorporate the record from this case and hopefully get an order relatively quickly because we're going to be asking for an expedited order.
Okay. In each of these space units, at this point, have you identified whether or not, the North Lateral will be going in the Middle Bakken or in the Three Forks, or is that yet to be determined?
That is yet to be determined.
And you indicated a 300-foot setback from the section line. Mm-hmm. Would you be opposed to a 250-foot setback?
I would not be opposed.
Okay. I believe that would be more in line with what we issued previously.
Ben, the 2 opposing laterals in any one spacing, will they be both drilled in the same zone then?
Typically, yes.
And I notice on these exhibits you got, I realize they're not probably final, but in some you show wells on the east side of the section line and some wells on the west side of the section line. How will you decide which side of the section line you're going to drill on?
Could you point to a specific example?
Let's look at, for instance, 5D. The wells are on the west side of the section line. And then in 5B, they're on the east side of the section line.
This is probably not the answer you're looking for, but that's a function of PowerPoint, being able to get them centered right on the section line.
Okay, irregardless of that, then how will you decide which side you're going to drill on?
If the spacing is granted, we would want to have it centered with no specific east or west of the section line. It would just be a surface issue, just where we build our pad. But when we actually lay out the lateral, we want them dead center on the lease line.
So ideally, you'll drill them down the section line, but you want a little bit of leeway in there.
Yes.
for some reason. Okay, thank you.
In each of these cases, in each of these overlapping spacing units, does Samson operate the spacing unit being overlapped?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Ben, will you drill these section line wells before you come in and drill the infill wells that you've already been allowed to do? Lawrence has indicated that you want these as soon as possible, so evidently you're going to be drilling these in the very near future. Are you going to be doing them in multi-well locations where you're going to have the section line wells and additional infill wells, or how do you plan to develop?
I would say that is going to be a case-by-case basis. Let me pull up the example. So the example, Exhibit 5A, this would be where we want to expedite or definitely drill these in the very near future, simply to offset the potential or possible effects of depletion from the existing well bores. So we would want to develop in this particular scenario as soon as possible, and we have every intention to do so.
Okay. Well, in this particular case, would it be a two-well pad or would it be?
It'd be a six-well
pad. It'd be a six.
Yes.
Okay. And that's only because it's almost fully developed.
Yes.
And you don't want any further depletion in this area.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, that'll conclude our hearing for case 20507.